speaking to Shea Hope on his upcoming 50th One Day International. Shea, I'm sure that's an achievement in itself. Well, tell us a little bit also about the expectations for this Tri-Nation series with Bangladesh and Ireland.
Firstly, it's a huge honour, especially to represent your country and the entire West Indies, and to do it 50 times means a lot. Obviously, there's a lot to look forward to for this series, and it's a good preparation for the upcoming World Cup, so we need to take each game at a time, make sure we cover the basics well, make sure we hit our straps from early, get used to the conditions, and make sure we're in good stead for the next few games and the World Cup.
You debuted a few years back in Zimbabwe in another Tri-Nation series where you got 100 as well. So you've been playing well, and you've also kept wicket in all 50 of those games. So I'm sure that's a lot of work. What is it like? First of all, tell us a little bit about in front of the stumps and how things work behind the stumps.
I just say it's a pleasure to be doing anything for West Indies. If I had to open the bowling for Jason and West Indies, I'd love to do it. I'm a batter, and I always wanted to bat growing up. And spending time at the wicket and scoring runs was always something I look forward to and cherish. So any chance I get, any opportunity I get to go out there and represent my country and my region, I look to do it to the best of my ability every single time.
And you've obviously scored a few centuries. You averaged close to 50 as well. So I'm sure your batting, you say your batting obviously is your hallmark, but I'm sure there's something you want to keep you know improving on.
Most definitely, it's something I want to improve on, my average strike rate, all the above. I know there's a lot of work to still be put in, but it's only a matter of time that everything starts to click and come together how I want it. Everything in life, we have to learn, and they say we learn something new every day, so hopefully I can keep adding things to my game, adding things to the way I structure my innings and go about my cricket, and hopefully it can be this story can be a good set of development for me and as well as the guys leading up to the World Cup.
And early in the year, I know before the West Indies played against England, you did say it could be a big year. Very few people believed at the time that the West Indies would beat England in the Test Series and you know, and level the One Day Series. And you did kind of predict that, you know, big things were around the corner. And now with the World Cup, this is another, with the tour of Ireland here and then the World Cup is another opportunity to continue some of that solid work.
They say as long as I have breath in my body, and I'm sure I can say the same for the other guys, we go out there to represent the region well, and every time we step across that line, we know we're going to have a chance to beat anyone. So it doesn't matter what the opposition is on that particular day, make sure we do what we can do, and we do it to the best of our abilities, and the rest will take care of itself.
And specifically now to tomorrow, obviously that 50th game, conditions a little bit cool. But I'm sure that that's something you just put behind you and get on with it. As you look at the Ireland team, what do you anticipate?
They're playing in their conditions. They're at home. Any team is always, you know, I'd say has the advantage of being at home because they're used to their conditions. They know what to expect. It's just about for us to assess the conditions as quickly as possible. Make sure we communicate well as a team and send all the information back inside, whether we're bowling first or batting first. And as long as we play good cricket, I'm sure we're going to come out victorious.
Okay, Shea. Congratulations on the 50th when it comes, and all the best.
Thank you very much.